Imagine a struggling elementary school student who couldn't solve a simple division problem when called upon by his teacher.
That student was Ulrich Boger, who later transformed from academic underachiever to Ivy League graduate by discovering effective learning techniques.
His journey reveals a startling truth. Most of what we believe about learning is wrong.
Despite our information-saturated world, we've never been taught how to learn effectively.
The techniques that actually work, like retrieval practice and spaced repetition, remain underutilized, while ineffective methods like rereading and highlighting persist.
This disconnect costs us dearly in an era where learning agility has become the ultimate career currency.
The good news?
Mastery isn't about innate talent. It's about process.
And that process can be learned.
Jason Wolfson's basement Lego sculptures demonstrate a crucial learning principle. We can't effectively learn what we don't value. Each creation connects to something personally meaningful. His wife's love of Muppets, his passion for Doctor Who, his fondness for Alice in Wonderland, transforming simple bricks into significant objects. Our brains naturally seek meaning, creating coherent narratives from random elements. Minecraft succeeds by allowing players to build anything meaningful to them rather than following prescribed objectives. This applies to all learning. We must find personal relevance in required skills by connecting them to our interests, what experts call learncrafting. Our drive for meaning stems from our evolutionary seeking system that rewards discovery with dopamine. Learning evolves from situational to deep motivation when we connect material to personal meaning. Social connections create additional value as motivation spreads through public commitments and peer relationships.
The Success for All education program demonstrates how targeted approaches transform struggling schools through continuous student regrouping, timely tutoring, and tailored curriculum materials. This reflects a fundamental principle. Effective learning requires systematic acquisition, not accidental discovery. Despite popular belief in discovery learning, evidence shows early-stage learners need structured processes with clear goals, specific plans, and targeted expertise development. Structured practice with feedback drives improvement. Toronto surgeon Mark Bernstein documented every operating room error for a decade, cutting his error rate by more than half. This monitoring practice requires awareness of mistakes ranging from obvious errors to subtle issues like positioning or communication problems. Despite our desire for effortless learning, skill development requires discomfort. As Aristotle observed, learning is no amusement, but is accompanied with pain. This struggle exists because learning demands mental effort outside comfort zones, incorporates feedback, and requires repetition. Retrieval practice, actively recalling information rather than rereading, is 50% more effective than passive review. Memory expert Bennett Schwartz uses self-quizzing for Scrabble tournaments, showing how retrieval strengthens neural connections. Our memories fade without use. Retrieval practice maintains these pathways.
In popular mythology, Jackson Pollock's drip paintings seem to have emerged from nowhere, with Life magazine portraying him as a shining new phenomenon of American art. But this born genius narrative obscures the truth. Pollock relied on a method of learning, expanding on artistic themes by extending what he knew. As critic Roberta Smith noted, Pollock was not the only painter to experiment with the all-over drip technique, but only Pollock pursued its possibilities, doggedly and methodically. Learning requires not just developing skills through focused practice, but also expanding mastery by deepening understanding. We retain more when we extend our knowledge, building on prior understanding to create deeper, more networked insights. High Tech High in San Diego exemplifies learning through application. This school emphasizes project-based learning over traditional homework and textbooks. Students develop their own projects. 10th graders launched a soap company, netting $10,000 in sales. Middle schoolers created kites to learn physics, and sixth graders designed a fossil exhibit for the San Diego Natural History Museum. This approach works because application helps identify knowledge gaps, provides motivation, and makes learning more integrated and memorable.
Einstein's teenage thought experiment about traveling alongside light revealed a paradox that became foundational to his special relativity theory, showing how understanding relationships creates deeper mastery. Cognitive scientist Lindsay Richland argues that higher-order thinking depends on reasoning about relationships. Experts see beyond complexity to essential connections, like Picasso distilling a bull to seven lines, or the Beatles making musical complexity seem simple. True learning requires identifying deeper structures beneath surface details. Research shows varied practice improves performance by up to 40%, as basketball players benefit more from practicing different shots rather than just foul shots. Analogies drive relational thinking by connecting skills across domains. The CarTalk Magliazzi brothers exemplified this by diagnosing car problems through parallels to similar experiences. Effective problem solving follows mathematician George Pauliez's approach: understand the problem, devise a plan, execute it, and learn from the solution.
Rethinking what we know is perhaps the most crucial yet overlooked aspect of learning. Nobel Prize winner Daniel Kahneman identifies overconfidence as the greatest obstacle to good thinking. We consistently overestimate our knowledge, preventing effective learning. Psychologist Art Markman demonstrates this with toilets. Most people claim above-average understanding of toilet mechanics, yet few can actually explain how they work. This illusion of explanatory depth creates a learning paradox where limited knowledge becomes dangerously misleading. To combat these biases, we must actively evaluate what we know. MLB umpire Tom Hallion improves through tools that verify his strike calls, while students benefit from low-stakes quizzes revealing knowledge gaps. Roger Craig transformed his Jeopardy performance using Anki, a spaced repetition software that quizzes users just before they're likely to forget material. Beyond evaluation, quiet contemplation is essential for understanding. Writing and learning journals, talking aloud, and intentional reflection enhance learning. Sleep organizes knowledge while we rest, and as neuroscientist Mary Helen Immordino Yang notes, emotional calm is necessary for meaningful understanding.
The tragic 1987 crash of Northwest Flight 255, which killed 156 people when pilots forgot to set wing flaps, transformed aviation safety. Researcher Micah Ensley showed that situational awareness, a critical skill that could have prevented the disaster, can be developed through practice, reflection, and metacognition. This example illustrates the book's framework: value, finding personal relevance; target, setting specific goals; develop, practicing effectively; extend, applying knowledge; relate, connecting ideas; and rethink, reviewing understanding. These steps enable expertise development in any field. In today's rapidly changing world, effective learning has become the ultimate survival skill. Neuroscience confirms our brains remain plastic throughout life, forming new neural connections into adulthood. Learning isn't about intelligence or talent, it's about process that can be mastered. By understanding how our minds actually acquire knowledge, rather than relying on intuition or tradition, we can accelerate growth in any domain. In a world where information doubles every 18 months, those who master the science of learning will thrive. The question isn't whether you can learn something new, it's whether you'll embrace the process that makes it possible.